Okay, I have one very important technical announcement before we start, which is that the next year, which is Monday, the time is being changed a little because there's something going on in the Kollel that day. So the shiur will be from 11 to 12:30 instead of 11:30 to 1. So next year, I hope that will work for everyone's schedule, will be half an hour earlier. Start half an hour earlier and end half an hour earlier. Obviously, I will remind you via email.
Perhaps remind Rav Rakefet also, because he likes to go over.
How late does he go sometimes?
Sometimes he almost hits 11. I don't think he actually goes over 11.
Okay,
right.
I'll mention to clear out a few minutes before 11. Thank you. Okay.
Will that be on a permanent basis or only one time?
No, just one time, because there's a conflict in the Kollel schedule, only next Monday. Okay. We are in the middle of the Shaklavataria on Daf Hey Amud Aleph about how we know that Yom HaRishon means Yodalid, and that also to keep your chametz past noon on Erev Pesach. We had seen so far only one shot, which was Abaye, and Abaye said that, Tzvachlob is Rashi Tosos already two shiurim ago, what he meant, I think it was two shiurim ago. He said, because you have Abaye Rabba, you must say for 7 days, therefore Achba Yom HaRishon must be on the 14th. And how do we know noon from Ach Chalik? Let's go to the second shot. The second shot is a Devir Rabbi Shmuel Tana Matzinu biYudalid Shenikra Rishon Shenemar BaRishon BiArbas Or Yom LaChodesh. No, we the Yom HaRishon means Yudalid. How do we know Yom Rishon means Yudalid? It says BaRishon BiArbas Or Yom LaChodesh. Okay. This is obviously a little bit weaker of a limud than the previous one, because we all know the shot of the pasuk is Barishon in the first month, Barabasa Yom Lachodesh. So it's obviously just some sort of remez that Arba that Rishon can mean Arbasar. Is this really a proper limud or not? So this is a machlokes between Tosos and the Tosos Rush, because later on, I know I'm jumping on a little. But later on, we have Tosus de Ramaskel, Divra Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel learned from Lasishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi. And Tosus asks, but in many places in Shas, they assume Rabbi Shmuel and Tana Deve Rabbi Shmuel have to agree that Rabbi Shmuel and Tana Deve Rabbi Shmuel are the same Shita. So it's a stira. Rabbi Shmuel learns from Lasishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi. And Tanit Verishma learns from Barbisho Maravasar. And Tosos does not answer the question. However, the Tosos Rush there answers the question and says, no, it's not a stira, because Tanit Verishma was never a real independent limud. Tanit Verishma was just to like back up someone else's limud, right? Just because it's Barisha Maravasar, you're not going to think that Achmed and Barisha means the 14th. It means since you have a different Rusha, this hint helps that different. You have a different drasha that says it means the 14th. But Yom HaRishon doesn't sound like the 14th. So you sweeten the other drasha by saying that Rishon can be a remnant to 14. So Tosos didn't give that answer. So obviously it's Machlokas Tosos and Tosos Rush. Tosos thinks that it's an independent limud. That Tanit Yishmael is a real limud. And the Tosos Rush says, no, this is not strong like the others. This is not an independent limud. This is just meant to go together with another stronger limud that's going to come later. Okay, now we'll move on to the third limud. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rishon to make Karav Mashva. Rishon doesn't mean first, but Rishon means previous. Achbing and Rishon doesn't mean the first day, which the Pshuta Shel Mikra, which we started out, that we think it means 15 until proven otherwise. Rather, Rishon means the previous day, and the previous day is obviously the 14th. How do we know? Adamar Kra, Rishon Adam Tivalde. In Sefer Eov, where it's asking whether Eov was around here, it's a little earlier at the beginning of the world, and it says, "Were you born before Adam?" Okay, there Rishon really does seem to mean before. So Rishon Adam, because it's parallel with Lifnei Gavos Cholalta. Lifnei means beforehand, so the Chora Harishon means beforehand, you know, and Eov and a lot of those other, you know, you have a lot of Tehillim Mishle Eov in the Sefer Emet. Usually the two sides of halves of the pasuk are meant to be parallel. So, Rishon means previous. If you think Rishon means previous, then Lulav and Esrog, which are Yom Rishon, should be the previous day, should be the 14th of Tishrei. It follows up with Simcha Shivas Yamim. Shivas Yamim are obviously not Erev Chag, the sixth day of Chag, are obviously the 7 days of Chag. So just like the Shivas Yamim end with the 7 day of Chag, likewise, they have to start the first day of Chag, so the Yom Rishon has to be the first day of Chag. But here also the Rishon is next to the Shivas Yamim. So Shivas Yamim and 7 days of the Chag, the Rishon should be the first day of the Chag. No, in Kain, Nichtov Kra Rishon, Ha Rishon Lamalina. Really, if it just said Rishon, that would not prove anything. But why does it have to say Ha Rishon? Because it said Achbayom Rishon. Why the extra hate for Ha Rishon? It's a remez that Ha Rishon means previous. Shema mi Aluch the Omer, like we said. But then why do you have Hari? Why do you have the extra hay? If the extra hay indicates that it's like the Pasuk and Eov, that I know Eov wasn't written yet, but it's like the usage with the hay, which means previous, then why does it say the extra hay by Luv and Esrog? And also, when it says about a Sukkot, that on the first and eighth day you should have a day of Isra Malacha, why do we also say that since it's Har Rishon, it means Erev Chag? No, there, since it's contrary, it's parallel to the hill. Why do you need the extra hay? So we're both going to be this, but not something else. The first day is also malach chomoy, matur malach chos moment, rishon shvini nafka. Obviously, chomoy is matur malach. It says the first and eighth day are shavasom. So obviously, the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh are not. No, it's your sakdaich. I mean, a whole because we're chomoy by yom hashmini vav most willing to rishon dafim lachos shomoy kamashlin. This is it. Uva yom hashmini. You might think vav means adding on to something else, and what's it adding on to? Adding on to chomoy. So kamashlin. The hay of Harishon to permit cholamoyim malacha v'lochach well of vav v'lohay. No, that doesn't make any sense. You need the hay to counteract the vav. Just don't say the hay and don't say the vav. That can't be it. V'su hasan so by yom Harishon mekar kodesh yelachem Rishon to make kara mashma as in bitmiya. Also, when it says by Pesach the first day should be mikra kodesh, and there it's not apparent. It doesn't have a seventh day in the same pasuk. That's many pesukim later. So does that mean on erev Pesach that can't be? Ella, rather, there are four Harishons. There's Harishon of Bir Chametz. There's Harishon of Lulav Esrog. There's Harishon of not working on the first day on Sukkot, and there's Harishon of not working on Pesach. So, what are those four Rishons for? Miboilei the Chatanei Devei Rabbi Shmuel. These four Rishons are necessary for Chatanei Devei Rabbi Shmuel. The Chatanei Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Bischar Shlosha Rishon Zachul Shlosha Rishon. That if you keep the three Rishon mitzvahs, you'll get the three Rishon rewards. What are they? The three Rishon mitzvahs are not working on the first day of Pesach, not working on the first day of Sukkot, and Arba Minim. And the three Rishon rewards are Lahachar Zar Shal Amalek, Levinia Beis HaMikdash, Lishmo Shal Mashiach, Lahachar Zar Shal Esav. Zar Shal Esav. Dechzim HaYitzar Rishon Ad Moni. So we'll beat Esav. We'll wipe out Esav. Kuluk Adar Seir, Levinia Beis HaMikdash, we'll get the Beis HaMikdash, Sev Kisei Kavod Morom, Me Rishon Kol Mikdashenu. Which is referring in context to the Mashiach, the Yerushalayim of Vasar Etain is the end of the pasuk, which is Mashiach. Okay, so here we learn from Harishon that it means the previous day, and even though the three other Harishons, those are for the drasha of three rewards for three mitzvos. Okay, Tosfos asks the obvious question. If there are four Harishons, how do we know which that the other three, you get these three rewards for. This one means previous. Maybe one of the others is previous. This one is one you get Mashiach and Beis HaMikdash and Hachrosas Harosh Elisa for. So Tosos says, I mean, his Lashon is a little unclear, but basically the upshot of Tosos is, because all three, if you look where they are in the Chumash, you look at your handy-dandy Torah Or, those three are in Vayikra Perikov Gimel, and ours is in Parshas Bo, Shmos Perikov Beis. So it says, look, those three are in the same parsha. Those three go together. And therefore, those three be that, so it must be that those three are for one thing and this one is for something else. And since there are three rewards, those three must be for the rewards and this one must be to teach you that it means the previous one. Tosfos Beis Peretz says a little differently. He says those three are the Iker Mitzvah, and this one is preparatory. So those three are the Iker Mitzvah, right? Okay, he had, what's his exact lashon? Maybe I have it here. He says, those three are Iker Mitzvah, and this one is a Harchaka the Ka'avid. Those three are the Iker Mitzvah, and this one is a Harchaka. What's he? The Chor, but he means by Harchaka, assuming like the Ran we saw at the very beginning of the year. Why did the Torah say Ba'al Yerobani Matzeh? I'm not sure the Ran has to be true. Or many parents of the Ran often agree. I'm not sure the Ran has to be correct, but the Ran says, why did the Torah say Ba'al Yerobani Matzeh? So that you shouldn't come to eat it. So it's just Harchaka. As opposed to those things, those are an Harchaka. The reason you keep Yontif on Sukkot and Pesach is not a Harchaka. That's the Iker Mitzvah. The reason you bring the Arba Mina is not a Harchaka. That's the Iker Mitzvah. So it makes sense. The Iker Mitzvah should get a bigger schar, and the Harchaka shouldn't get such a big schar, which leaves the Harchaka available to say that it means previously. Just let me continue for one second. Rava Amar Mehacha Lo Sishka Al Chametz Dam Zevchi Lo Sishka Da Pesach Va'adayin Chametz Kayim. Rava gives this the fourth mokar. Lo Sishka Al Chametz Dam Zevchi. This is actually independent lav. Remember, we saw the Mishnah and Daf Samad Gimel we happened to come across in our travels last time that deals with this lav. You're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach while you have Chametz. And we know the time of the Korban Pesach is from Chatzos and Erev Pesach. And therefore, right here, you shouldn't even need Ach Chalik. We know Korban Pesach is from Chatzos and Erev Pesach. So therefore, we see the Isser of Chametz is from Chatzos and Erev Pesach and not just from Tesvav. That is Rava. Now, just going back to the third answer that we just dealt with, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is obviously also a little like far from Shuba Shel Mikra and, you know, a bit of a stretch of a proof. Right? Is a bit of stretch of a proof. We find that Risho means previously because, you know, it means that in Eov. Okay, that's one weird pasuk, Torah, you know, that's not a simple shot in the word Risho, just like Tanit Mirishmal is not the simple shot in the word, or Risho Marbasar, this is in the word Risho, even in the word Harisho. It's very far from the simple shot. So, is this really meant as a limud or not? So, you might think it is. The Meiri, interestingly, says here, if you look at the Meiri, he doesn't say anything, you know, he's summarizing where he doesn't comment on it, but the Meiri summarizes our whole Gemara Kedar Kama Kodesh. He doesn't go through all Shaka Vataria. He likes to summarize the Allah Maskanos and then get into the details. Says the Meiri here, he says, you should know that Chametz is Asur from the afternoon of Erev Pesach. And there's one pasuk that says Asur to eat. But how do we know it's Asur to keep it? So he says, Havi'uha, they learned it. He quotes Abai, right? And then he continues and says, it's on the rabbis, Yodala the Biur. Risho means previous. Marishon Adam Tivaleid. Okay, that's how he summarizes our sukya. He leaves out Rava, he leaves out Rabbi Shmuel, he leaves out Rabbi Akiva, he leaves out Tana Devi Rabbi Shmuel. He brings out Baye and he brings Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Why does he bring up Abai and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? If you want to tell me he's just summarizing everything everyone ever said, he should bring everyone. If you want to say he's saying which Pshati Pask is like, he should bring one Makar. Why does he bring two Makaros? Look over the Miri thinks that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is also not a real independent Makar. Now, that's not a real drusha. We don't really think that independently we're going to believe that Risho means previous. If we have a different drusha, then we'll beef up the other drusha by saying, but the other drusha, how do we explain Risho? Risho means previous. But it's not really an independent drusha. You can't just learn from Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So the Ibi seems to think you can't just learn from Nachman Bar Yitzchak. That's crazy. Nachman Bar Yitzchak is not strong enough to be a real drusha. He's just coming to sweeten Abaye. Abaye is the proof. But the word Risho is a little funny. Okay, we can deal with the word Risho. That Rashi here, Dibur Hamaskil, Rishon Demei Karamashva, says explicitly, Lafuke from the Meiri. The Lav Rum, the Kra'ah Dadi, Mashva Rishon, Mashmas, the Krashu Yom Kodim Chol Shiva. Without Abaye, who makes a steer in the Psukim, we know independently, not where Yitzchak said independently, Mud, that Rishon means previous. So Rashi said, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is meant independently. However, here it becomes a little tricky because Rashi on Chumash says, Achmi and Rishon Shvishis or Me'erav Yontif. And it's called Rishon because it's the previous one, and we know that previous can be called Rishon like a Rishon Adnitiv Alid. Rashi on Chumash says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Then he adds, Oh, Eino El Rishon Shiva. How do you know it means previous? Maybe it means first. Right, just because it could mean previous in one place in Eov, that's not a real proof of anything. It says Talmud Lomar Lo Sishkan Al Chametz Dam Zevchi Lo Sishkan Al Pesach Adayin Chametz Chayiv, and he quotes Rava Lo Sishkan Al Chametz Dam Zevchi. So why does Rashi seem to think you need both Rava and Nachmar Yitzchak? Meaning Nachmar Yitzchak is not good enough. Just because you need, but what makes us have to say that Lo Sishkan Al Chametz Dam Zevchi? Obviously, must mean the previous because you're not supposed to have chametz within carbon pesach. So obviously, you got rid of the first. Karen thinks Rav alone is not good enough either because Rav alone would still say, yeah, but what do you do with a Rav Rishon? So, it's a great question because Abaye is Taka not so bad because he's at least similar to Rabbi Yossi, who's a Tana. Right? Abaye Taka has a Tana on his side, and Rava Taka has a Tana on his side. Nachmar Yitzchak is left as the only Amora without a Tana on his side. So, the truth is, it seems to me that in many places in Shas, it's okay for Amoram to give alternative drushes to Tanoim. Why? I'm not sure. Maybe Amoraim are not allowed to argue until I'm Bedin, but they're allowed to argue in the Midrasha. But it just seems to me, you know, I'm not such a big Talmud Chacham that I can just go through Shas in my head and quote you every sukkah as much looks at a drushes. But it seems to me, just from going through Shas, that it never bothers the Gemara that Tanam and Amoraim have different drushes for things. So it could be that you're allowed to argue in a Tanah about a drusha. But someone must have written about this. Could be, yeah. Could be. Anyway, okay, we have to think about this. But it doesn't bother me, because I think this is the Derech Shas. You agree, right? Okay. So there must be a good explanation. Maybe the good explanation just is, why can't Amoraim argue on Tanoim? After all, Tanoim are rabbis, and Amoraim are rabbis. So l'chora, the answer is, because the Tanoim have certain authority. It's not that Amoraim aren't smart. It's that Tanam have a certain authority because the Klal Yisrael makabel them or something. So it could be that's only on authority, which is psak of Asur Mutter, Chayav Pater. But on drushas, if you're only theoretical, I mean, that's what I said before, maybe the authority does make a difference. But when it comes to smart, Amoraim are smart, Tanam are smart. Maybe Tanam is smarter than Amoraim. Okay, but some, you know, everyone's smarter than someone, you're allowed to argue on them. That is the, you know, not to mention the fact that, as the Tosafot points out, you know, a dwarf standing on the shoulders of giants can see further than a giant. Okay. Anyway, so what's Rashi and Chumash? So the Maharsha says, what's shot in Rashi and Chumash? I think the Maharsha is the right shot here. How does Rashi and Chumash shtim? How does he jive with this Gemara, especially with Rashi on this Gemara, who says that Nachmar Yitzchak was independent and didn't need anyone else's help for his drusha, was really an independent drusha. So l'chora, the pshat, is like the Maharsha. Nachmar Yitzchak himself said, I have an independent drusha. Harishon Adam, Tivaleid, Rishon means previous. That was great. He was independent. He didn't mean to be tolling on someone else. Then we started attacking him from all over the place, from Yom HaRishon Shabbosot and Yom HaRishon Shabbosot and Kachon Chama Yom HaRishon. Then he started to hook answers. Oh, those three are for Esav and Mashiach and Beis HaMikdash. All of a sudden, he gave dochic answers. So Nachmar Yitzchak was stuck with dochic answers. He meant himself as an independent drasha, but he got stuck with dochic answers. And what did Rava come? Why does Rava come right after Nachmar Yitzchak? It's not Akasha. Everyone has to come after someone. But Rava coming right after Nachmar Yitzchak doesn't mean, here, I'm going to start from scratch. He says, I'm going to save Rav Nachman Yitzchak, even though at first we didn't, you know, maybe he didn't think he needed to be saved. Or the stomach of the Gemara and the Shakmatari beforehand didn't think he needed to be saved. They thought he could defend himself. But I think the answer of the Mashiach is dead and Esav is too dark. And therefore, within Rav Nachman Yitzchak, I'm going to bring Lo Sishkal Chomitz Dab Zitchi. So it could be that according to Rashi, put the other Rashi here, and Rashi and Chumash, at first Rav Nachman Yitzchak himself was saying it as an independent drasha, that he really thought this was a good drasha. But then he gets so dachuk, defending him so dachuk, that if you want to defend him, you're dachuk. So Rava says, you know what? I'll defend him by saying he's not an independent drasha. He's really relying on Musishka al-Chavit Dam Zivchi, and then just sweetening it by giving a good shot in Rishon. Okay, that's probably shot of Rav. So in any case, we have three possibilities. It could be that Rav Nachman Yitzchak all along was relying on Abaye. That sounds like the Meiri. It could be that Rav Nachman Yitzchak was independent. That's what Rashi says here. Maybe everyone's independent. Or it could be that even if Rav Nachman Yitzchak was trying to be independent, Rava in the end says he's only going to work with me. And we paskin like Rava because he's Basrai. We paskin like Rava, and that's Rashi on Chumash. Okay, continuing the Lo Sishkal Chomitz Dam Zivchi. The Zman is Erev Pesach Chatzos. Fascinatingly, Tosos asks an interesting question here. This man shchitza pesach is not from noon. Obviously, we're all trying to explain why chametz is also from noon. How do we know that we're trying to explain? So the Gemara started. The kuliyama miyach chametz be shei show sulamala aser from the end of 6 hours and on is aser. We're trying to justify 6 hours and on. So he says, how can losish and al chametz dam zivchi justify noon and on? The zman shchitza pesach is not from noon because the zman shchitza pesach is after the tamid. And a Tamid sheshaftu lefnei chatzos pasul, and the Tamid has to be after chatzos. Taka halacha lemaisa, when does the Tamid have to be? The afternoon Tamid? Six and a half, from a half hour after chatzos. But Rashi here says, and the vast majority of Shonim all over say, that it's a very, very mainstream shot, and from our Gemara seems pretty mukhrach, that Mida Oraisa, this man of Tamid, is chatzos. Mida Oraisa, man of Tamid, is chatzos, you know, and therefore, until we get to Tosas Kashin, it's my Pesach is Chatzos. It's only mean Rabbanan that the Zman of Tamid is from half after Chatzos, from 6.5 hours, because you might make a mistake. It's hard to know exactly when Chatzos is. And in order to avoid mistake, they add half an hour, maybe because the way you tell when Chatzos is by looking where the shadow casts from the wall, and basically makers had big walls, and the sun would have to move a little angle until you saw the shadow, because the walls were very thick. And therefore, that's only Rabbanan. Mida Raisa after Chatzos. So that's not a problem. Mida Raisa is after Chatzos. But it says Tosos. But the Tamid is from Chatzos. The Man of Pesach was only after the Tamid. After Chatzos. I don't know how long the Tamid. I mean, Mida Raisa. We know how long. What the Zmanim are, that's the beginning of the fifth parak, Midra Bada. Mido Raisa, I guess you can check the Tamid of Chatzos. I don't know, it would take you 15 minutes to do the Tamid, so really the Zman should be 15 minutes after Chatzos, or whatever. I mean, I never saw the Beis HaMikdash, I don't know how long it takes. So, why did it say Chatzos here? So, Tosam, Chashu Zman Shchit Mechatz Ve'elach. No, those. Tishkan al Chametz is not the Lechachila Zman of Pesach. It's the B'dievet. It's the Lechachila Doraisa, by the way. Mida Raisa, Lechachila Pesach has to be after the Tamid. But B'dievet, you're Yotzei from Chatzos. So since B'dievet, you're Yotzei from Chatzos, those Tishkan al Chametz times of Chi applies from Chatzos. B'dievet would be it. Again, if you wouldn't be Yotzei from Pesach, there'd be no lava of those Tishkan al Chametz times of Chi. Right? If you shech to Chametz Pesach at 10 o'clock in the morning, B'dievet, you're not Yotzei. If you have Chametz, it's not Navera, because you didn't shech to Chametz Pesach. You just did today. But since B'dievet Yosef Hatzos, it's a chalos karm Pesach. If there's a chalos karm Pesach, there's a chalos isser losishkal chametz dam zivchi, and therefore it's a good makor. When you read this Tosos, you wonder, you say, I don't know, I would have given a different answer. What different answer would you have given? And then you see the Maram Chalava gives a different answer. What does the Maram Chalava, what does the Maram Chalava here say? Give me a second. Says the Maram Chalava here, Vim Tomer, same question, Atamid Nishchat B'sheish U'mechtzav, Apesachin U'nishchat Ad La'akra Atamid, So you need at least, it sounds like saying, you need, okay, well, let me take the carbon tamid. Igel Meimar, what's the first answer? Then he says, E meaning dinami, he gives Tosus answer. What's the first answer? The first answer is a brisker answer. He says, no. The Zman, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, learn Zman Shchita Gamar Rahmana. The Zman of Shchita Sapesach is from Chatzos. There's just a side problem that the Tamid is Ma'akev, that you have to wait till after the Tamid. But it's still the Zman, right? I guess we have to read a little further in the Gemara. But the Gemara ends with Zman Shchita Gamar Rahmana, right? No, maybe it just means everyone they shech to get rid of Pesach, like Shuto Shel Mikra. How do we know from the time of the Pesach? Zman Shchita Amar Rachmana. No, it's this Zman Shchita. So it is from Chatzos. The side problem that you have to bring a Korban Tamid, but the Zman Shchita is from Chatzos. Right? I'll be loving this. Just the side problem doesn't mean that's not the Zman of Korban Pesach. So really, we have two answers, right? The answers to the question of Tosos de Ramaskal, what Tosos de Ramaskal is this? Tosos de Ramaskal lo sishchat. Says the Maram Chalava, two answers. One says the Maram Chalava. He says, the Zman is Chatzos. Tamid is a side issue. That's not the Zman. The Zman is after Chatzos. Then there's a Kedima to the Tamid. Anyone remember why is the Tamid Kodem? What's the drush of the Gemara? Here it says Be'erev, and it's Machzav Pesach Be'erev, and what is it? And Bein Arbaim also. And what is it by Tamid? Only Bein Arbaim. It's like, I was actually saying Bein Arbaim. Yukdam Davar. Or Yuchar Tavar, Rather's Loss. Yuchar Tavar says, but Erev together with Bainar Bain, so something just Bainar Bain. Okay, so the Kedima of the Tummy. Technically, you have to do something else first, but it still is mine. And what's the second answer? In the Inan. And the Tosos and Avar Rishon give the second answer. They say that, no, even though, but it seems to say, let's see. Let me see more precisely. The Zman Lechatchila is not at Chatzos, but the Zman Bidi Eved is Chatzos. And we go by the Zman Bidi Eved, not the Zman Lechatchila, meaning the Yuchar Dover is only, it only says once, so it's not Ma'akif.
Rabbi, can I mention a third answer?
Hold on 1 second. Yeah, this man shchita is the b'di'evet one. Do you want to say he means like the Maram Chalava?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I hear that. Give me a second. Yes, Shmuel.
My chavruta suggests that Rashi. Before Matchil Zman Shchita Kamar Achman, Rashi says, Lo Kil Kat Torah L'Yisrael Zizmano Zizmano Ho'il V'Kavalo Zman. So maybe, you know, we can't say Chatzot in 5 minutes, Chatzot in 10 minutes. So the Torah just says Chatzot.
Because you need a Kriyat Zman. Okay, but Rashi's main point is you can have a different Zman for each person. But you could say Chatzot in 15 minutes, Chatzot in half an hour, be the same
that's
for each
not
person.
A clear Zman, so right, just like, maybe it's not Rashi.
Well, Rashi
just like
Rashi
like
doesn't need a clear Zman.
Rashi
needs a Kavua Zman.
All right, so not in Rashi, but a different Torah. Just like in Ervin, everything's Dalet Fachem and Yud Fachem.
Right, it could be. I'm just saying that, you know, that's not Pasha, it's not in Rashi. You could say, no, it's,
all right,
it's
not Rashi.
Unclear Zman. Okay, but Yesh Lion. Anyway, the question is this. The question is that the Maram Chalava seems to have a very good point, right? So why didn't Tosos give the Maram Chalava's answer? Why didn't everyone give the Maram Chalava's answer? Like, if you're at all a lambda and you think conceptually, it's Pasha that his first answer is right. And obviously the Rishonim were lambdanim. So you could say that no, Tosos really meant the Maram Chalava's answer. When he says since b'di'evad you're yotze, what he meant to say since b'di'evad you're yotze, that shows there was never really even a zman lechachila. It was just a side problem. B'di'evad you're yotze, because it was just a side issue. If you don't do the side issue, you're still yotze. So it could be that really Tosis meant the Marpulav was just saying it indirectly. It's possible, right? Put a little question mark and a little dashed line. Right, it's possible. Although, certainly the Marpulav didn't think so, because he said it's an inami. So it could very well be that, you know, it's unclear if this is the only way to analyze it. Maybe this has to do with the big Kiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch, you know, sometimes the Minchas Chinuch has big Kiddush. And the Minchas Chinuch is very, very honest. When he is a big Kiddush, and he says something that no one ever said before, he tells you. He says time and time again here, you know, the Lo Matzasi Mishem is Orer Bazeh, etc. You know, he keeps saying it a few times. I didn't underline each one. But he keeps saying many times that he didn't find anyone ish of the Minchas Chinuch. It's the Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. But what is Minchas Chinuch? The Minchas Chinuch has a Chakira, meaning what he thinks and what some other people seem to think, as to what's the nature of this din of Yuchar Dovar, that the Pesach has to be after the Tamid. So what's the Chakira of the Minchas Chinuch? A Minchas Chinuch in the din of Yuchar Dovar. I think that's what they call this din in the belt. What does it mean? So one shot is Yuchar Dovar is about the Zman. I mean, there's two ways to read it. One is din of Kedima. What is Kedima? Kedima, you know, there are Kedimas in the Torah. And Chatos is Vesla Olad. There's lots of dinim of Kedima. So there's a din, normal, everyday, modern day life, right? Talus is Kodemus Litzvillin. Etc. Right? One says Bein Arbayim, one says Bein Arbayim. Perhaps therefore it's a din of Kedima. One way of looking at it is a din of din Kedima. The Tamid is Kodem LePesach. Why? Okay, there's a million reasons to figure out philosophically right now. But that's not what the Minchas Chinuch thinks. The Minchas Chinuch thinks it's not a din of Kedima, it's a din of Zman. Every carbon has a Zman. Or every 4 hours, or between daybreak and noon, you know, depending. You know, if you daven in the youngest, has its Zman. Right, it's between noon and nightfall, or noon and Shkias Hachama, depending on Rabbeinu Tam, Talmud Rabbeinu Yonah versus Shagas Aryeh, if you follow the Rav or the Hasidim. Okay, the Korban Pesach has a Zman. What's the Zman of Korban Pesach? So says Minchas Chinuch, look at these words. Ba'ereb, Bein Arbayim. These are not words about comparing two korbanos, which is more important, or which is a prerequisite and accomplishes something in Ruchnias that before the other korban in some way. No, these are words of time. Obviously, Bein Arbayim and Ba'ereb, if you ask which time sounds later, Ba'ereb and Bein Arbayim sounds later than Bein Arbayim. So it's a Zman. So says the Minchas Chinuch, not a din kedima. It's a din of Zman HaPesach. The Zman HaPesach, now you asked, it's the Zman HaPesach, why is it Ma'akev B'di'evet? Because we know, Kodshim, it's only Ma'akev B'di'evet if, even if the Torah says something, it's only Ma'akev B'di'evet, if it says twice, you know, it causes Ma'akev. Most things in Kodshim are not Ma'akev B'di'evet. That's not a big deal. Most things in Kodshim are not Ma'akev B'di'evet. But it's in the Zman HaPesach that the Zman of the Pesach is later than the Zman of the Tamid. Okay, but then it's the din of Zman of the Pesach, and it happens to be based on comparing to the Tamid. But then it's just the Zman of the Pesach. That's the Shita of the Minchas Chinuch. And he says, meaning it seems then that other people think it's the din of kedima. Other people think it's the din of kedima. He thinks it's the din of zman. What's the nafkamina? So he tells you what the nafkamina is. You could have thought of two nafkaminas. I mean, there's always two nafkaminas. Like, what if the circumstances of A apply not the circumstances of B? What if the circumstances of B apply not the circumstances of A? Right? Everyone's like, here's have two easy nafkaminas. In this case, only one of them works out nicely. Nafkamina is. The nafkamina is, says the Menachas Chinuch, is what if you don't have a tamid? What if you don't have a carbon tamid? You don't have an animal for a carbon tamid. Okay, don't ask me historically if it ever happened that the Jews came to bring carbon Pesach to the Mesa Major that didn't have, you know, one little sheep for a carbon tamid. Truth is, you never know what could have happened. A lot of strange things happened in Jewish history that weren't written down. So, what if you don't have a carbon tamid? Why would you not have a carbon tamid? He says, well, if the carbon tamid needs bikur, maybe you don't have one that was like checked 4 days beforehand, or a much simpler case. What if, I don't know, you have some weird disease, sheep corona, and all the sheep die. All you have is goats, right? So you have as many goats as you want. So everyone brings bread, carbon pesach, minach, kvasim, and isim, tikach. And that, you know, that's my scenario. I know somehow there's a plague and all the sheep die. So someday you'll get more sheep from China, but not today. It takes a long time on the boat. So you have carbon pesach and you don't have carbon tamid, right? Carbon pesach, two equal options. Carbon tamid is only one option. So what if you don't have a carbon tamid? So says the Menachas Chinuch, if you don't have a carbon tamid, if it's just in kedima, then you'd be makriv the Pesach at Chatzos. Because the zman of the Pesach is Chatzos, and there's a din kedima. If you have a tamid, if you don't have a tamid, there's no din kedima. But if you say no, it's not a din kedima, it's a din zman, then you have to wait until the time it takes to bring the Tamid before bringing the Pesach. You'd still have to wait. So the point is, this man only starts later. Okay, I'm going to make up half an hour. So you'd have to wait half an hour before bringing the Pesach. So that would be a nafkamina. Theoretically, you could have said a nafkamina. Because then kedima wouldn't apply, but the zman still would apply. Theoretically, you could have said another nafkamina, which is, what if it's already 4 in the afternoon? Everything was delayed. It's already 4 in the afternoon. If it's already 4 in the afternoon, do you have, and now you have everything to bring. So, can you bring the Pesach first? If it's a din of kedima, of course you have to bring the tamid first. But if it's just a din of zman, by now it's 4 in the afternoon. It's the zman of everything, so you can bring whatever you want first. The reason I'm not putting that as an afkamina is because, as Pino points out, according to both sides of the Chakira, you'd have to bring the Tamid first, it was 4 in the afternoon. Because Tadir Shekhar, Tadir Kodim, and then the carbon Tamid is Tadir. So really, that's not a good afkamina. As a matter of fact, that's a good raya for the Menachas Chinuch, he says. After all, you don't need a drasha for Kedima. Tadir is Kodim anyway for Kedima. What do you need a drasha for? The drug, that is logically, but it's not, because Tadim Shem and Tadim Shem and
I understand it is a deal from the Arab Green and Ryan, but aside from that, look at the Lashon of the Gemara and all the graphs he told us in the Gemara, they're all talking about Kedima.
As he says, well, it's us who Mishnah Zorah goes at. Right, the tricky part is the Menachas Chinuch is a finish. Pesach Reach is he just thinks it's logical, and also because Tosas Kasha, the Tosas says there's Kedima anyway because of Tadir, so why do you need a drasha for Kedima? There's a gazillion answers. So he thinks, I think he just thinks it's logical. You're right, it's a big finish. And what I was just saying to add to the Menachas Chinuch is that matches the two answers of Mar Kolaba. If it's a din kedima, then you say, what do you mean? The Zman is Chatzos. It's a din kedima, it's nothing to do with Zman. But if you say that is a din Zman, then you'd say, no, Taka, the Zman really isn't Chatzos. But B'di'evet, the Zman is Chatzos because it didn't say it twice. It's not Shinolo because of Ake. So we go by the B'di'evet Zman. Okay, the problem here is just that it seems to me then that most Rishonim here would agree with Minchas Chinas Chiddush. It seems to me in the rest of Shas, most Rishonim don't agree with Minchas Chinas Chiddush. So, you know, maybe there's something questionable about this analysis. That's a good aura. And maybe one way of getting out of it is to say that really all the Rishonim, and if I mean a second answer, Maram Chalava is like Minchas Chinas. Maybe all the Rishonim really meant the same as the Maram Chalava. When they say Yotze B'di Eved, they didn't mean you're Yotze B'di Eved and there's a Chachilah Zman B'di Eved Zman. When they say Yotze B'di Eved, they meant that shows the real Zman is Chatzos and it was only a Kadima side problem all along. In which case, the two answers are Chaschinov to correspond to this Bakira, but it could be that all the Rishonim, the dotted line, would save you in terms of just the Pashtos of Rashi and Tosos, etc. Even Tosos himself. I agree. Okay, one can think about other approaches here, but I haven't clarified them, so I will accept that. Because the truth is, that's also, when I first read this Tosos, the first thing I said to myself is, come on, Tosos knows how to think conceptually like a Lamdan. Why didn't he just say this Ma'an Chatzos, there's a side problem of Kadima? And then I said to myself, before I saw Ma'an Chalava, then I said to myself, no, maybe that's what Tosos meant. He was just saying it in an indirect fashion. Okay, I'm Moda. Okay, Vaitra Nagamara says, Rava. Rava says, we'll start again with Rava. The aim of the Gemara says, why does this prove that chametz is usher and erev pesach after chatzos? Why not say the pshuto shel mikra? Each guy when he shechts his pesach has to get rid of his chametz. This doesn't prove anything about chatzos. And the Gemara's cryptic answer is zman shchita amrachmana. No, it's the zman shchita. Okay, the only problem is that we shouldn't struggle here with. But how do we know it's Zman Shechita Kam Rachmana? It's not a Pashup Shad of the Pasa. Pashup Shad of the Pasa is Maisa Shechita Kam Rachmana, meaning Kol Chad V'Chad Kishachet, Lo Sishchat. Where is the word Zman Shechita found in Lo Sishchat Al Chameitz Dam Zivchi? None of those words are Zman. Six words, none of them are Zman. So how did they know that Zman Shechita Kam Rachmana? Rashi here is mysterious. Rashi says, I don't understand Rashi. Rashi says, maybe you do. Rashi says, Lo chilka tol Yisrael zeh zman, the Torah wouldn't give everyone their own zman. And since the Torah is koveya a zman, and the iser is shava b'kol, everyone must have the same zman. The Torah is koveya a zman, so it must be the same zman for everyone. But how does he know the Torah is koveya a zman? It's like begging the question, like, mehechi taste the Torah is koveya a zman. Maybe the Torah wasn't koveya a zman. Maybe the Torah is koveya a maisa shchita. The maisa shchita has to be, you know, benaki of chametz. So, I don't think you have any choice other than to say that Rashi really meant like Tosos. He just didn't explain himself fully. What does Tosos say here? Tosos says, "Avgab the emes hidul shishal chametz kochad v'chad kishachet," as it said in Daf Samad Gimel. Really, of course, the lavul shishal chametz is everyone when they shecht, etc. Mikol machim ki nashkin dehizra al hashbasa. Tosos says, "No, what is my shechita kam rachmana? Means you have to combine two psukim." One pasuk says, "Ach ba'yomer shel tashbisu sa'ar." That's clearly a zman of bir chametz lakom. The other pasuk says, "Lo sishan al chametz dam zivchi." You put two and two together. There's a zman of bir chametz for everyone, and the bir chametz has to be before the korban pesach. But you can't say it's everyone's own korban pesach. There's a zman for everyone. So if you put together one pasuk is zman for everyone and one pasuk korban pesach, it must be from the earliest time of korban pesach. And I think that's what Rashi here also means. And that's what Rashi means when Rashi says the words, Ho'el v'kavalo zman. Where is kavalo zman? Ach, by Yom HaRishon Tashbizor. Since by Yom HaRishon Tashbizor is kovei zman, and Lo Sishchat says it's before the Pesach, so it must be before everyone's Pesach, because it has to be one zman for everyone. So I think Rashi and Tosos are saying the same thing, and the reason we know zman shchita is because Ach, by Yom HaRishon Tashbizor is an objective zman.
But
how do we know Lo Sishchat Al Chametz is about a zman at all? Maybe it's about a Maisa Shechita.
That would then, in effect, mean that there's a zman for a person. And that can't be, there's no precedent
for anything. Okay. You want to argue that Rashi really means just from Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. And now again, you have to figure out why in Daf Samach Gimel it says someone who shochet is over blosase. That sounds like Mosishchal da Hamidzav Zivchi only means someone who shochet, which was Tosfos' question, right? But you know, maybe okay. I'm not so convinced. A, because I just don't see where there's a Zman Shchita in this Pasuk. Like, I understand. If the Pasuk had a Zman Shchita, it would have to be the same for everyone. Where does the Pasuk say Zman? The Pasuk says Maisa, Lo Sishchai. And B, as Tos points out, the Misha says you're only over when you Shecht. It doesn't say you're over when the Zman comes. You might be over Tashvisa when the Zman comes, but it doesn't say you're over in Lo Sishchai, Lo Sishchai, Zab Zivchi when the Zman comes, but maybe. You made me say that mission different day. Okay, so where do we get Zman Shchita Ka'amar Rachmana? Maybe Rashi says just a Svara within the Pasuk of Lo Sishchat. Tosfos, I think, is the simplest shot in the Gemara. Is that the Zman Shchita is Ach Bayom Harishon Tashbisu. That's the Zman Shchita. You put it means Zman Shchita. Shchita from this pasuk, Zman from that pasuk. You put them together. The Tzlach here quotes from the Ramaz, not the Ramaz who the School of Manhattan is named after, but the Ramaz who lived like 300 years before that. But he quotes from the Ramaz that he has a different question. It says there are two similar psukim. It says Lo Sishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi and Parshas Kisisa, right? Lo Sishchal Chametz Dam Zivchi, but it also says in Parshas Mishpatim. Right. It also says in Parshas Mishpatim, right? You know that Parshas Mishpatim is a sort of like brisk summary of like main points of Judaism, and Parshas Kisisa the same thing, which are awfully parallel. Why are they awfully parallel? I mean, just Shad of the Chumash, they're awfully parallel because there was a bris mishpatim. The Jews violated it in the Igla Zahav, and Hashem re-forged it in Parsha Kisisa, and there's no secrets there. And then, obviously, halachically, we get to darshan all the psukim. But in Mishpatim, the Lashon is Lo Sizbach al Chometz Dam Zivchi. So, the Tzlach is the question here. You know, it's not the end of the world. You don't die from this question. If Mishpatim comes before Kisisa, why did Rabbi Darshan the Pasuk from Kisisa instead of the Parsha from Mishpatim? Okay, you don't necessarily die from this Kasha. But he quotes from the Kol Remez on the Mishnayos, who says, no, that's Rabbi's point. If it had only said one Pasuk, you would have said one Pasuk means what it seems, that simple Lashon. At the Maisa Shchita, don't have Chametz. But since there's two Pasukim, why do you need two Pasukim unnecessarily, right? In the Torah, whenever it says them twice, we darshan it. We don't just say, oh, the story, you know, happened twice, literally, whatever. We darshan for halachic purposes. So why does it say twice? So once it's for the Maisa Shchita, twice must be adding something. What's adding is adding the Zman Shchita. So that's very clever. Says the Kol Remez on the Mishnayos. He says, because of the Yeter of the Psukim, Lo Sizbach and Lo Sishchat, since there are two Psukim, they teach us an extra Chiddush of the Zman Shchita. Okay, that also could be. Well, I think the simplest shot is brotherly Tosfos. In any case, let us go, Viter. Continuing, Tanya Nami Hachi. Tanya Nami Hachi, there's a Braisa that agrees with Rava, has a Deah that agrees with Rava, also has a Deah that agrees totally or more or less with Abaye. Tanya Nami Hachi, Rabbi Akiva is a new pshat. I guess he would be number 1, 2, 3. Abaye, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rava slash Rabbi Shmuel, he would be number 5, and Rabbi Akiva. Or whatever pasuk he's quoting. You have to burn chametz in Yom Rishon, but Yom Rishon is Yomtiv, and Avar is Avalacha, and you can't do Avar in Yomtiv. And therefore, it can't mean Yomtiv. Rabbi Yossi Omer, last day, and here he seems to be similar to Abaye. according to the, you recall, according to the second, the final day in Tosfos Masechta Kesef, he's exactly the same as Abaye. Rabbi Yosef, in the Tzarchim, Achalik means only half the day is Asr and half the day is Mutter. How to say half of Yontif is Mutter? That's ridiculous. Just like Matzah is from the beginning of the night, the Isser of eating Chametz from the beginning of the night, just like the Isser of eating Chametz from the beginning of the night by Rabbi Matzah is from the beginning of the night. And therefore, obviously, you can't have half the day being Mutter. Okay, so that is similar to Abaye. The truth is, we had a Machlokis in Abaye. The Toso says that, at least in the second day, that Abaye was based on Achalik. But Rashi says, Toso's first day is Abaye is based on the fact that it was redundant psukim. You didn't need both of them. And Rashi says that Abaye is based on a stira. A Yom Rishon's speech takes at least a few minutes, and Shivas Yom Shorli Matze means you're not even allowed to take a few minutes. So why, if Rabbi Abaye didn't need Achalik, before he got to Achalik, why does Rabbi Yossi need Achalik? So, is Rabbi Yossi arguing? Is Rabbi Yossi similar to Abaye, but arguing or not? If you had asked me, I would have said Rabbi Yossi's not arguing with Abaye. Abaye was before we knew Achalik, so we learned in a different way. Once we know Achalik, it's just, you know, we might as well use Achalik. Meaning, he's not necessarily saying that without Achalik we couldn't have had a drasha. Maybe he's just saying I happen to know Achalik. So you didn't have to say Rabbi Yossi's argument with Abaye. However, Rashi sounds like Rabbi Yossi is arguing with Abaye. It's actually a big machlokes in Chastinoch and Yoshua, but the simple shot of Rashi is that Rabbi Yossi is arguing with Abaye, because Rashi says, the last Rashi, Hitl Chakas was also mixed as Yom B'Yurovi, Yom B'Yurovi Yalta, B'Shar L'Shur Yiklal Ha'itzkash V'chuli, V'achil Zahar Korcha, V'shar L'Shur Yiklachach, V'yim Kein L'Mashkev Zahachalik, last line to have Rashi, Lava, without Achalik, Rabbi Yossi wouldn't have made a drasha. That you just burned at the beginning of Yom Rishon. So remember, we made a big deal. Rashi and Dalet Amud Beis says Shivas Yom Shorli Matzeh means you can't even burn it the first few minutes. Now Rashi tells us that's Haka Machlokas Tana Amor / Amorim, that Abaye thinks. Then I myself would have said there's no Machlokas. He's just throwing it out because he can. But Abaye thinks that Shivas Yom Shorli Matzeh means you can't even burn it the first few minutes. But Rabbi Yossi holds like Tosos there and thinks that within Shivas Yom Shorli Matzeh you could burn it the first few minutes. So Rashi thinks that even though he said something in Abaye, he was very confident that in the Dalet Amud Beis, it's Taka Machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi Yossi. That's what I said, it's a machlokas. Does Beina Shmoshos mean the beginning of Yontif or before Yontif starts? And however, he says Beina Shmoshos was cholas hayom. Rashi sounds like Beina Shmoshos means when it's already Yontif. So I'm reading Rashi in the Pshat level. If not, you would have a different way of working it out. Okay, now we're ready to move on to Amud Beis. Everybody ready? Amud Beis, it gets Lebedek. Now we know the five shitas about how we know the Achba Yom Rishon means Yudalit. But, says Rava, we can learn three other things from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the most interesting person here. Taka was an interesting person. That's not what I meant. He is the most interesting shita here because we can learn three things from him that are not about Bir Chametz. Shema min Rabbi Akiva Tlash. Shema min Rabbi Chametz El Basreifa. Rabbi Akiva says, Matzil Hav Arashi Av Malacha. Remember, the Chachamim say on Daf Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, Afifarev Zor LeRuach Omat LeYam. You can throw it in the ocean. Throwing it in the ocean is not Malacha, or basically you can destroy it however you want. So, then it wouldn't be a Malacha. He says you have to burn it, and burning is a Malacha, and you can't burn it on Yantiv. So that proves that Ein B'Yurcham is Ela Shreifa. Okay, it's a Machlok to be shown him, but do we pass it that way or not? Some Rishonim say, well, for Akiva holds it, that's way to Paskin that way. In the end, we don't Paskin that way. The Chalik Yatzas. And Shema Minah Havara Le Chalik Yatzas. What does that mean? There's a famous Machlokes, Tanoim, Masech Shabbos, and elsewhere. Why does the Torah single out the Malach of Havara? There are very few Malachos the Torah singles out to say they're Usher on Shabbos. Very few. One of them is Havara. As the Torah says in the beginning of Ayakel, the third pasuk, I think, of Vayakel, Lo Sevaru, Eish Mechol Moshe Moseichem, Be Yom HaShabbos. Why did the Torah sing about Havaras? The 2 days, as we know, are L'chalik Yotzas or L'lav Yotzas. L'chalik Yotzas means to separate, meaning the Torah is telling us, if you do just Havara, that is a chi of chatas in and of itself, and kol davar sheyeh b'chlal v'yotzeh m'klal v'lamed. Lavo lamed alatzmi yotzeh l'lamed alatzmi kulu yotzeh. Just like Havara is one of the 39 and your chayv a separate chatas for it. Likewise, all 39 your chayv a separate chatas for it, which where we learn that is famous from the 7th parak of Shabbos, the beginning of Rabbah Kama, etc., etc., that if you do all 39 melachos, you have 39 different chatasis. Okay, that's the chalik, to teach us chiluk melachos. The other daya is lalav yotzos. It's to teach us that it's only a lav, and it's not a chi of, it's not a chi of misa. And that's, here, Rashi quotes this. He says, Rabbi Nosson says that it is lachalik yotzos. He doesn't quote it for him. Lalav yotzos means that it's only a lav. All the other ones are a chi of, the other ones are a chi of misa. This is only a lav. It's more kal than the other malachos. Okay, so this proves the chalik yotzos. If it had been lalav yotzos, then Rabbi Akiva wouldn't work out. We'll come back to that in a moment. Let's just finish reading the words. Ushmamina number 3, lo mina hol v'hotra avar l'tzor, chotra namish l'tzor. We don't say hoel in most of Shas. We don't use the word hoel. What word do we use for this concept? Mitoch. Most of Shas we use, we use the word mitoch. Mitoch shotra l'tzor, chotra namish l'tzor. We don't say, obviously, lighting fires is mutter for ochel nefesh. That's part of cooking. So we don't say, because you can light a fire for cooking, you can also light a fire for other things, because he says, oh, sorry, not. So that shows we don't say mitoch. Okay, let's analyze the...
Rabbi, does that mean that the lav yatzos is not a malacha, or it's just not a chiyuv of kares?
You're not allowed to ask that question for another 3 minutes.
Okay.
But obviously, that's the question, right? Meaning, that's what did they say when I was a kid? That's what inquiring minds want to know. Right? So, but before we get that, let's take it step by step. Let's start with the Mefarshim on our daf before we get to the Lamdish analysis. But obviously, that's the question we want to ask. So what? What's the Gemara saying? That Rabbi Akiva must hold Mechalik Yotzos. Because if he had held the Lav Yotzos, then it wouldn't work out. Right? That's what we're saying. If you hold the Lav Yotzos, then something about Rabbi Akiva is not true. What is not true? Like, so what? Something doesn't work out in Rabbi Akiva if you hold the Lav Yotzos. What is that something? So what? Right? Lim on the Omar Lilav Yotzos. Finish the sentence. It has to be something that would make Rabbi Akiva impossible. What does Rashi and the first day of Tosha say?
What do you call that?
The Lashon. It would be called an Av Lacha. Av means the top level. No, it's not the top level Lacha. It's the second level Lacha. It wouldn't be called an Av Lacha. It's purely literary, purely linguistic. It's a purely linguistic approach, which means it wouldn't have been the halacha different. It's just linguistic. So one there is Rashi and Tosa in his first day. I don't know if I can list every what they say, that it is purely linguistic, meaning Eino Nikra Av Melacha. Because an Av Melacha means the top level. And what did the Ritha say? Tosos?
Wouldn't be Atzar and Yamtif at all.
Wouldn't be Atzar and Yamtif at all. Right, Rashi in the first day tells us it's just a linguistic issue. We've already thinks the halachic issue, right? Lo Nesar Yamtif. And what does, I've only seen three pshatim here. What does Rabbi Hananel say?
I say it would be Dov
Lo Saseh. Nivche mitnei asay dochelos asay, meaning if it had been lechalik yotzas, and then we'd understand, right? How do they each work? Right? Well, the other two are obvious. He says, look, Rabbi Akiva is assuming that the assay of Tashpisu could not apply on Yontif. Why not say assay dokumas osaseh? Ah, because since Havara is so chomer, assay is not dokumasaseh, but if it had been mechalik yotzos, then the assay would have been dokumasaseh. Now, here, it's not clear exactly. Okay, yesh l'ayin a little exactly what he means. So what? Just one simple question. Like, why would the asei b'docha lo sase if it was the lav yotzas, but not if it was the chalik yotzas? Like, why does that make a difference? Why does that make a difference? Now, don't say, well, why does it make a difference? Meaning, either I say it's docha lo sase or it's not. Why does it make a difference whether it's a lav yotzas or a chalik yotzas? Correct. Meaning, don't say because of our chomer the law is. Meaning, don't be tempted to say, well, if it's a chalik yotzas chayiv nisa, then asay is not dochet. But if it's a lav yotzas, only a lav and asay is dochet. Because we're not talking about chalik yotzas, yontif. Yontif, mela, you never chayiv nisa anyway. There's no misa, there's no kareis, there's no chatas, only a lav. So on yontif, if it's a lav yotzas, it's a lav. If it's a chalik yotzas, it's a lav. So it doesn't mean how chomer the law is. On Yontif, it's equally chomer, whether it's a lav yotzas or a chalik yotzas. So, what's pshat? So pshat must be, right, the only possible, I can't think of another possible pshat, that why? You have to read into Ravina Chanan, this is obviously what he means. He means, like Ravina says in Shabbos Daf Chavdal and a couple other places in Shas, that aseh is not docha lo saseh v'leches Yontif, because there's a rule, aseh docha lo saseh, but aseh is not docha lo saseh v'aseh. And Yontif is lo sase and an asay, because it says Kamalefsa vodo lo sasu, and it also says shaposon. So what must Rabbi Yochanan mean? He must mean that if it was the chalik yotzas, it would have a lav and an asay. But since it's a lav yotzas, it has a lav, but there's no asay. Nidchem et de asay. De tashbisu. Why? Because it's not included in the asay of Shabbosom. If it would be an equal malacha, it would be including the lav of Kamles to Losasu and the asay of Shabbosom. So an asay is not to Losasu and asay, but since it's a second class citizen, therefore it's included in Kamles to Losasu, but not included in Shabbosom. Therefore it's only a lav down asay, and therefore it should be nidcha. No, it still counts as that's a good question. I think you have to say it still counts as I hadn't thought about that. Hold on a second. You just changed a lot of things. All right, let's figure that out. We're gonna have to figure that out. Let's start not with Rabbi Nachman. Right? Let's just summarize. I know I'm not writing anything that's not already on the board. I'm just gonna write it over just to very, very clear language, right? What is the status of Havara Lemanda Amar Lelav Yatsas? According to the first day, it is Asur and Yantif, just like the other Malachos. According to the second day, it is Motor and Yantif. And according to Rabbeinu Chananel, it is Aser B'Lav, but there's no Asay of Shabbosom. It's Aser B'Lav, but there's no Asay of Shabbosom. Okay, let us just, before we get to Rabbeinu Chananel, let's analyze the Machlokas in the 2 days in Tosos. Right, basically, this is a machlokas and a katza l'katza, a radical machlokas. Is Avar Asur and Yantif, or is it Mutar and Yantif? If it's Asur and Yantif, it's Asur the same as the other 38, as far as we know. And if it's Mutar and Yantif, it's like nothing. It's Mutar l'gamrei, mamish, a polar machlokas. What is the yesod of this machlokas? Havara on l'lav yatzas, Havara on Yantif, what is the yesod of this machlokas? So, anyone who knows how a Lichtenstein would approach a Gemara, what Reb Lichtenstein say here, there's about 2 days in Tosfos. A machlok is about Havara on Yontif. What is the yesod of what they're arguing about? How many possibilities would he say?
Three.
Whoa, you're ahead of me. I don't know. When I learned about Reb Lichtenstein, we only had two. Okay, you'll tell
is
me.
Is it a din in Havara or is it a din in Yontif?
Exactly. Are they arguing that Havara lalav yotzas? Or are they arguing that Yontif? Meaning they're arguing about the relationship of Havara to other melachos? Or they argue about the relationship of Yontif to Shabbos? Right, there are two ways. Whenever you're arguing whether X applies to Y, apply in Yontif. So either you're arguing about the nature of Havara or you're arguing about the nature of Yontif. Those are two ways to analyze it, and I'm not going to say exactly the same words as the Beis HaLevi here, but that's basically what the Beis HaLevi is struggling with. Are they arguing about Yontif, or are they arguing about Havara? So there are two ways to analyze what is the Yesod HaMachlokas. One way is that they're arguing about Yontif. The Yesod of Machlokas is Yontif, right? Here we have the Yesod of Machlokas is about Yontif. What's the point? The point is that that we have things that are, on Shabbos it says don't do Malacha. On Yontif it says don't do Malacha. Okay, let's summarize it that way for now. Then on Shabbos there's a lot of other things that are also besides classic Malacha. Right? I don't mean other things that also have nothing to do with anything. You know, ancillary things that are related to Malacha. So, on Shabbos, all those things that are ancillary that are related to Malacha are those also on Yontif also. Meaning, is Yontif A, what is the, is Yontif A copy-paste of Shabbos with one asterisk? And what does that asterisk say? The Heter Ochel Nefesh. And of course, what would make a Jew think that Yontif is mamish, a copy-paste of Shabbos with an asterisk of Ochel Nefesh? The Mishnah what Masechet? Mishnah Megillah, right? The Ein Beins, right? Remember the Ein Beins? Ein Beins Shabbos, the Yontif, El Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. What does it sound like? Yontif is a copy-paste of Shabbos with an asterisk that says Ochel Nefesh. Okay. The Shagas Aryeh goes so far as to suggest, Simon Kuf Beis, I think it is. Kuf Aleph and Kuf Beis, I think the same topic. I think this is Kuf Beis. You know what that asterisk comes from? That asterisk ties into the fact there's an idea of Simchas Yontif, and therefore Ochel Nefesh is so important on Yontif. After all, Yontif is only a lav, so it's not as Chomer Shabbos, and Yontif is a big mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So, you know, Simchas Yontif versus a very, you know, relatively light Isser Malacha. So the Torah gives a heter Ochel Nefesh. So it's the Shabbos, where it's very Chomer Isser Malacha. There's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, Simchas Shabbos. I know there's Oneg in the Nevi'im, but there's no Simcha on Shabbos or even Oneg Shabbos in the Chumash. Okay, that's it. He goes so far as to suggest. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. Maybe they're arguing about Yontif. Maybe Rashi on the first day in Tosfos say Yontif is, they take the Mishnah and Megillah literally. And then there is a Mishnah and Megillah like that. If not for the fact that half the Rishonim disagreed with it, I would say there's not even room for disagreement. What do you mean? It's a forced Mishnah, and there's nothing to talk about, right? Meaning, if all that was Mishnah Megillah, I would say, obviously, Yontif is the same as Shabbos except for Ochel Nefesh. You're not even allowed to talk about whether it's different from Shabbos other than Ochel Nefesh because of a forced Mishnah in Megillah, except for the fact that the Rishonim are not, I don't think that that's such a mukhra conclusion. But what can you say? You could say Rashi in the first day in Tosfos say that Yontif is the same as Shabbos. For Ochel Nefesh, while the Riva would say, just get my lines proper here. The Riva would say, no, Yontif is not the same as Shabbos except for Ochel Nefesh. Melacha on Yontif is the same as Shabbos except for Ochel Nefesh. But other than Isra Melacha, nothing that applies on Shabbos applies on nothing that applies on Shabbos applies on Yontif. No. The Isser Asiyas Malacha is the same as Shabbos except for Ochel Nefesh. But let me say even better. Okay. But no ancillary dinim of Shabbos apply yotzef, even like the details of halacha. Well, I'll say it's a little better. The basic idea of malacha applies on yotzef, but any details said about Shabbos are davka for Shabbos and not Yom Tov. I'll illustrate what I mean in a moment for those who didn't get a chance to see the Beis Halevi, right? That tells me your prayer doth went out. Lo sevar reish b'chol moshe seichem b'yom haShabbos. So who said it means Yom Tov? So here the Beis Halevi points to the famous machlok between the Bahag and the Ramban. The famous machlok is between the Bahag and the Ramban about Shvisas Behemto, or he deals with Shvisas Eved. How about Shvisas Eved and Shvisas Behemto? Clearly, those are in the realm of Malacha, meaning your Eved and Behema can't do Malacha. How about on Yontif? Can your Eved and Behema do Malacha on Yontif? So that's a machlok between the Bahag and the Ramban. The Bahag says that Gambi Yontif, it's Sumal Shvisas Avdo, and the Ramban says Mehechi Tesi. It's a good discussion on Shabbos. How do you know it applies to Yom Tov? So what's the machlok between the Bahag and the Ramban? Pashas, the machlok between the Bahag and the Ramban is, I mean, you can analyze that two ways also, of course, but let's say they're arguing about the relationship between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Do we say, Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos ha'lo chalef shbofad? Yom Tov is Shabbos with an asterisk of l'nefesh. That is the Bahag. Shvisas Avadim and Shvisas Behemto. Or do you say no? There's an Isra Malacha on Yontif. The Isra of Malacha on Yontif is similar to the Isra Malacha on Shabbos, except for Ochel Nefesh. But any details, even that have to do with the Isra Malacha, like Shvisas Avadim, Shvisas Behemto, don't apply. And what I'm saying is, if you take this approach, then you might say this is similar to the Machlokas Bahag and the Ramban. This would fit Shitas Bahag, who says Shvisas Eved and Behema is Noheges the Yontif. Again, by the way, don't pass Noheges Lamaisa here. Everyone agrees that at least that means you're bummed. You shouldn't do it. We're asking Midaraisa. And this would fit the Shita the Ramban. What is the Shita the Ramban? He says, no, there's no Shvisas Avadim and Behema on Yontif. Because Yontif is not supposed to be the same as Shabbos with an asterisk. Yontif is an entirely different Isser. Within that entirely different Isser, Malachas are Usser, unless they're Ochel Nefesh, but any other details the Torah adds are not Usser. So here, this is not a core Malacha. This is a little Savaru Ish. If it was a core Malacha, it would be Chayiv Nisa. So, if you take the first approach, no. Avadim is not a core malacha, and Behemah is not a core malacha, and Amar is not a core malacha, but everything implies in Yontif except for Ochel Nefesh. If you take the second approach, no. What's the Rivas saying? No. Only Kamalacha lo sasu applies in Yontif. Whatever is not Kamalacha lo sasu, as I already suggested, this Lo Savaru Eish, not Kamalacha lo sasu, does not apply on Yontif. So it's basically at a certain point, I'm just going to say that's how it seems to them. It's a fundamental conceptual machlokes. How do you look at Yontif? When the Torah says, don't do malach on Yontif, obviously using similar lashon to Shabbos. Don't do malach on Shabbos, don't do malach on Yontif. What did the Torah mean? Did the Torah mean, this is like Shabbos until proven otherwise? Or did the Torah mean, no, this has nothing to do with Shabbos, but you should know there's an Isra Malacha. If the Torah just meant there's an Isra Malacha, then you're right. Whatever the Torah didn't say, it didn't say. It didn't say Lo Savaru, that said Yom HaShabbos, doesn't apply. It didn't say Avdecha B'Masecha, doesn't apply. It doesn't say Shorcha B'Gomor Chalab, doesn't apply. But apparently the Mahag had a different way of reading the Chumash. He said, no, when the Torah says don't do Malacha on Yantav, it meant Yantav is like Shabbos until proven otherwise. Again, it's just different conceptual ways, different conceptual axioms about how they look at Yantav. Kach nira le anios dati. I'll just point out also that this might apply to some other things. Of course, some of these things get a little more complex. For example, there's a machlokas. Is there tchumen on yontif? There's definitely tchumen on yontif. If tchumen Shabbos d'oraisa, is tchumen yontif d'oraisa? Right? It could be tchumen is not d'oraisa. When we pass it, it's a little unclear whether tchumen is d'oraisa or not. Let's assume that we pass that a tchum of 12 mil is d'oraisa on Shabbos. So is there tchumen on yontif? There's even a machlokas anymore. Is there a hotza on yontif? Which might be more machlokas than saw than about Shabbos, etc. And a lot of these machlokos. I mean, unless some of them are something else. But there could be one yisod behind these machlokos. When the Torah introduced the concept of yontif, did the Torah mean? First, the Torah tells you, well, I don't know what counts first, but certainly conceptually, first, you know, Saras Hadibros, etc., you know, going back to Risa Olam, there's something called Shabbos. Then the Torah tells us something called Yontif. Does that mean Yontif is a mini Shabbos with an asterisk? Or does that mean, no, Yontif is a completely different idea. Whatever it says, whatever it doesn't say. That is one way of analyzing this machlokas, and that does seem to be the machlokas between the Bahag and the Ramban, etc. You could add many things to this question. Now, here I'll just point out, this is the Yesh Ma'ayan in this. Yes.
There really are three things then. One is you're saying that Havara is a Malacha, and it's also on Shabbos and Yontif. The other one is that the Lav Yotzos, and then there are two possibilities there. The same way that's an extra Iser out of Malacha on Shabbos, it could be on Yontif too. In other words, it might not be...
You haven't said a third thing yet.
I did say a third thing. I said in the part that it's separate, that separate thing might be also on Yontif, not only on Shabbos.
Correct. Maybe I wasn't clear enough about this. So let's say we assume that I'm saying the same thing as you are in different words, Joel. Let's assume it's not a real malacha. Really, as Arya said, this is a lav lo sevaru eish. It's not a lav lo sasa malacha. It's not a real malacha. You know, Evan is also not a real malacha. And Beim is also not a real malacha. And Tchumen is also not a real malacha. If something's not a classic malacha, does that apply in Yontif or not? Is Yontif copy-paste with an asterisk? Or is Yontif entirely new concept? Maybe that's the machlokas. Now, let me just point out, I don't want to get into this now. There's a famous Ramban in Emor, which the Shagas Aryeh, you know, the Ramban in Emor is, you know, saying in terms of Shuter Shal Mikra, perhaps, Shagas Aryeh in Siman Kav Aleph Kav Beis makes a big deal of this and ties this into a lot of Chakiras. What's the nature of the Isra Malacha on Yontif? What's the nature of the Isra Malacha on Yontif? So there are two ways of understanding the Isra Malacha on Yontif. Number one, you go to Parsha Sheri Yachel Echal Nefesh, Kul Bado Yeseh Lachem, meaning don't do Malacha, just like on Shabbos. Risk, but ochel nefesh lamat. That's one way of looking at it. However, says the points out the Ramban, that's one place. Every other place, I forget how many to count, but it's a lot. You know, maybe a dozen places, however many. It doesn't say what it say in place else in the Chumash. It never says by Shabbos or Yom Kippur. By Shabbos or Yom Kippur, it always says don't do malacha. By Yontif, every place but once, it says don't do Malachas Avoda. So what does that mean? So Rashi suggests different pshatim, but the Ramban says, the very famous Ramban, He says no. So there's not even an Isra Malacha on Yontif. Even within the 39/38, however many you want to count it in Surah Malacha, there's not an Isra Malacha on Yontif. There's only an Isra Malacha Savoda. What does Malacha Savoda mean? It says there's Malacha Savoda, there's servile labor. Then there's Malacha Zana, there's enjoying yourself work. There's two kinds of work. There's the kind of work that is like we imagine work. No, oh, you're working. And then there's kind of work that's Malacha, but it's just like, you know, enjoying yourself. And he says that on Yontif, there's no Isra of Malacha. It's not usher to do creative work. There's only Isra of Malacha Zavod. It's usher to do servile labor. And since we're not sure exactly how to define that, so in one place the Torah says, Ochel Nefesh, to explain to us that we should be Magdir, more or less, things that have to do with Ochel Nefesh as Malacha Zavod, and Magdir, things that don't have to do with Ochel Nefesh as Malacha Zavod, although that's only a more or less. Okay, if we're learning the Sefer Beitza, the Talmidim and Talmidim and Ramban use this to explain many, many things, like Tosus is very confused why you can't harvest on Yontif and why you can't hunt on Yontif, if after all those are Malachas Ochel Nefesh. Tosus is very confused by that. And the Talmidim and Ramban say the Ramban already has no problem whatsoever. He says, no, come on, it's not the ikkar is not whether it's for food or not. The ikkar is whether this is your regular lifestyle, just going about your lifestyle, enjoying yourself, or whether this is work. Everyone knows that harvesting is not part of your running a household and just having a nice day. Harvesting is work. And everyone knows that hunting is work. So the ikkar is not whether you're going to eat it or not. The ikkar is whether or not it's work. Okay. All I'm pointing out is that the Ramban works nicer than the Shitase. The Ramban is the one who says that Shitas Ramban, that really, no, it is not a copy paste of Shabbos. Don't think it's the same as Shabbos. Rather, it's a totally different concept than Shabbos. Now, Rishwaldi says, even within the Isra Malacha, there's no Isra Malacha, there's only Isra Malacha Zavoda. It's not that, even within the Isra Malacha, it's not that there's an asterisk, heter Ochel Nefesh. There was never an Isra Ochel Nefesh, because the Malacha was never answered. Only Malacha Zavoda was answered. That works very, very well. The Ramban works very well with Shitase. If you're going to say it's the same as Shabbos with an asterisk, then you take the approach other than the Ramban, which is Shabbos Ari attributes to Rashi, which is that, no, there's a heter Ochel Nefesh. So is there a heter Ochel Nefesh, or did that just come out of having a different Isra in the first place? Again, the Ramban works nicely with Shitase. Anyway, that is one way of analyzing it. Now, give me a second here. The other is another way of analyzing it, which is they're arguing about Havara L'Lav Yatzas. After all, there are two ways of reading Havara L'Lav Yatzas, as Aryeh pointed out. One way is that it's, of course, a regular Malacha, just it's teaching us a Ptur from Misa. The other way is, no, it's not a Malacha at all. It's a separate lavlos of our age. I mean, why is it not a chayimisa? Either it's a malacha with a special p'tur, or because it's not a malacha at all. Los asekha malacha means 38 things. Los of our age, one was rosekha, is a separate lav. So that's an obvious step. You're going to ask, Havara l'lav yatzos, until this pasuk, we thought it was one of the 39, an equal partner of the 39. Now this pasuk, what does it tell us? Does it tell us it's still one of the 39, but with a p'tur? Or say it's not one of the 38. It's a separate Isra entirely, it's like Tum, having nothing to do with Malachas whatsoever. So that can obviously explain this machlokas. Let's assume, Lekulei Alma, we assume that other Isurim, even other Isurim connected to Malacha, don't apply in Yontif. No, we assume other Isurim don't apply in Yontif. Only the Ikar Isra Malacha. But is this part of the Ikar Isra Malacha or not? Maybe Rashi would hold that Havara is part of Lo Saaseh Malacha. Just, but with a Ptur Onshin. Just no Onesh. I wouldn't say no Onesh, but no Chamar. Right? As opposed to, maybe the Riva would say, no, Havara is a separate lav. That separate lav says, we don't shabbos. Is not part of Lo Saaseh Malacha. It's a separate lav. Okay, watch the separate law of applying on Yontif. This is what Joel meant by three possibilities, right? Just the three possibilities turn into two possible ways of analyzing Machlokas. So it could be that everyone agrees that Yontif is not a copy-paste. No, no, Yontif is only an Isser Melacha. Anything else doesn't apply in Yontif. The question is this an Isser Melacha or is this anything else? If it's part of the Melacha with a Tor Om Shem, then it applies in Yontif. It's part of Melacha. If it is not part of the Melacha, it's a separate law. The separate law says Beyond Shabbos. Why should the separate law, as does we encourage my Abiyam, why should the separate law apply on Yontif? So maybe this, the Hakir, is a part of the Melacha, just without an Onesh, then it should apply in Yontif. Or, and Mela doesn't have an Onesh, so it's the same as the other 38. Or if it's a separate law, the separate law Beyond Shabbos, why should it apply in Yontif?
Where would Rabbeinu Hananel fit into this theme?
Give me a second. So that's the question of what do you mean by av, right? It could be that an av malacha means the highest level of malacha. It's not an av malacha, especially if you assume that. Give me a second. One second. What was I going to say? Give me a third of a second. Maybe I have a better answer to your question. So I'd say one of two pshatim. Either just av means the highest level, and here it's not highest level. Av has to mean it's not less than anything else. Or you could say that av implies avas melacha b'ram chaser achas. Av implies that you bring a chatas for it, because the mission of avas melacha is what you bring a chatas for. And here there'd be no chatas because if it's a lav, it doesn't have karis. Now I understand that. Rashi here just says that that there's ain of a mises bezdin, but Rashi and Shabbos says or bekaris. So it could just be that av implies chatas because the Mishnah used the word av in avos melacha b'ram chaser achas to teach you chiv chatas, and there's no chiv chatas, so that doesn't bother me. Okay, how does Rina Hananel fit into this? So here yesh la'ayin. Well, let's think about how Rabbeinu Hananel fits into this. Rabbeinu Hananel says that there's a lav, but it's not in the assay of Tashbisu. If it's not in the assay
of Shabbaton. Shabbaton, not
of Shabbaton. Interesting tie-in. It's not in the assay of Shabbaton. If it's not in the assay of Shabbaton, what does that imply? That it really is one of the malachos, or that it's not really one of the malachos? What? Not. If it was really one of the malachos, it would be in the assay of Shabbaton, l'chora. So l'chora, which way does Rabbeinu Hananel hold? Rabbeinu Hananel holds that it's not really one of the malachos. It's not really one of the malachos, but it still applies on Yontif. Meaning, he would also say there's no asay of Shabbos on the Shabbos, right? So it's not really one of the malachos. So what's the svara of Rabbeinu Hananel? The svara of Rabbeinu Hananel has to be that, that the svara of Rabbeinu Hananel... Let's put Rabbeinu Hananel here. What Rabbeinu Hananel have to hold? Give me half a second. That Rabbeinu Hananel would have to hold that clearly, in terms of our love, Yotzas, Rabbeinu Hananel would say, nope, it's not part of Lo Sas Melacha. That's why it's not in the essay. That's why there's no assay of Shabbosah. It's not part of the Losasa Kamalacha, but he would have to hold that if it's not part of the assay of Malacha, then why is it also in Yantif? So you'd have to hold that Yantif is the same as Shabbos, except for Ochel Nefesh. Yantif is the same as Shabbos, except for Ochel Nefesh. So even though it's not part of Malacha, it still applies on Yantif. But there's no assay because it's not part of Malacha. So I mean, Chananel, I think we know he only means two Chakiras. Since he says that you have to go in the right order, he can't start with saying it's also in Yantif. Since he starts by saying there's no assay, he doesn't say, but obviously he says there's no assay, it must be it's not a real malacha. If it's not a real malacha, why is it also in Yantif? He must hold Yantif is fundamentally the same as Shabbos, and I would hope that Rabbi Chanan would hold Shvisa Savadim is also in Yantif, and Shvisa Behemto is also in Yantif, and V'chuli V'chuli. I don't think he said so anywhere, but that's what I want to, I have to assume that he had. So Rabbi Chanan, one second.
Doesn't hold, he fit the drasha, Rabbi?
Give me half a second. I apologize. Rabbi Chanan will have to hold these two shitas. The Riva, who says it's mutter on Yantif, the Riva would have to hold these two shitas. Why is it mutter on Yantif? He'd say, A, it's not a part of, it's not a Malacha. And everything that's also in Shabbos is not also in Yantif. And the Rashi and Tosos would have to hold that Rashi, I mean, on the first day of Tosas, obviously. Or, either they'd have to hold that Yontif is the exact same as Shabbos, that's why it's also in Yontif regardless. Or they'd have to hold it's part of Malacha, that's why it's also in Yontif regardless. So, within Rashi and Tosas, there are two ways to understand, but the Riva has to make two assumptions, and the Rebbe Chanan has to make a different two assumptions. That is what comes out so far. I'll take a question, and then I'll say something, and I'll go out on a limb. Or I'll just be cruel.
Rabbi, they also have a raya. They also have a raya. Mimachras haShabbos, the Yantif is also called Shabbos. So lots of our ways for Mohamios Mishkan Shabbos.
Ah, that's a good point. Meaning, why would you think that Yantif really is copy paste with an asterisk? Because Mimachras haShabbos, Yantif is called Shabbos. Okay, that's a good point. I mean, and that's because the Shabbos in the center, but you're right, haShabbos is much better. Yantif is called Shabbos, right? I don't think there's any denying that Yantif is called Shabbos. That's a good hara. Meaning, on the one hand, Mehechi Tesi Yantif for Shabbos, all says don't do Malacha. On the other hand, it is called Shabbos, Yimachmas HaShabbos. Again, not the simple shot of the words, but the halachic shot of the words. That's a good halacha. Okay, now I want to be a little, perhaps, the Rav might be annoyed at me. I'll go a little more into Tami HaMitzvos, but see how this fits into, I'm not sure how this fits into what I wrote on the board, but let's see if it makes sense first. The Mefarshim on Chumash are dealing with Pshuta Shal Mekra, right? Meaning Rashi on Chumash, on the Pasuk of Bosavaru, Eish B'chomosh Rosechem B'yom HaShabbos. I don't remember the exact question of Rashi. I just, in case I misremembered, I'm going to look it up. Says Rashi, Losavaru Eish B'chomosh Rosechem B'yom HaShabbos. Says Rashi. Everyone's the same question. The Torah never says, Losivnu Binyanim b'chomos v'seichem b'yom haShabbos, and it never says lo satsudu tzayid b'chomos v'seichem b'yom haShabbos, and I can keep going and bore you, right? Why does it have to say lo savaru eish? So Rashi says when it says l'gemara, Rashi says yesh mer v'seinu arm havar lav yotzas v'yesh omel chalik yotzas. Okay, Rashi is that pshuto shal mikra? Obviously, it's not pshuto shal mikra. Rashi is not necessarily, his job is not only to interpret what we call Pshuta Shal Mikra. Okay, he's telling us the halachic shot of the Mikra. Either Labios or Chalik Yotzas, which do we paskin like? That Rashi's not responsible. He doesn't have to tell us that in Chumash. However, the Pashtonim there say, what do you mean the Chalik Yotzas and Lab Yotzas? That's a level of fucking drash. I want Pshuta Shal Mikra. Pshuta Shal Mikra, why does Moshe have to tell the Jews not to make fires on Shabbos when they can't do any of the Malachas on Shabbos? So obviously there's a havamina they could have made fires on Shabbos, so he has to tell them not to. What's the havamina that Moshe has to tell them not to, according to Pshuta Shal Mikra? So all the Pashtunim are concerned about this, and there are basically three Pshatim among the Pashtunim that I found. One Pshat, which is very common, Rashbam and Ibn Ezra and many others say, that Losvar Eish really is shorthand for Ochel Nefesh. It's Ochel Nefesh. Losvar Eish B'chomosh Rosechem Yom HaShabbos is, I mean, it's short for cooking, because like the first stage of cooking is lighting the fire. What it means is that you know you're allowed to do Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov. You might have thought you could do Ochel Nefesh on Shabbos, right? Not so crazy to think you can do Ochel Nefesh on Shabbos. Like, crazy for us because we're used to Judaism, right? But not so crazy if you're just hearing of Judaism now. If you can do it on Yom Tov, why not on Shabbos? So it's still most far away, so there's no head to Ochel Nefesh on Shabbos. Okay, that's a good Pshuto Shomikra. So let's just get Pshuto Shomikra. Shomikra. Lama Tzorech Lahazir Al Havara B'Shabbos. So says the Ibn Ezra and the Rashi and others. Ochel Nefesh. Okay, that I think is maybe the best shot. Says the Dasa Kemi Bali Tosfos, and it's not only the Dasa Kemi Bali Tosfos, it's a few of the Bali Tosfos. You know, there's Kuni, and the Dasa Kemi Bali Tosfos are basically the same thing, right? The Bali Tosfos. You know, usually you'll find, and then the Bar Ilan, they have all these other obscure appears in the Bali Tosfos. Usually they say the same thing. So if you have a, for some reason, the Toras Chaim, they have Chizkuni and not Dasa Kemi Bali Tosfos, as opposed to the traditional Kros Gadolos, which has Dasa Kemi Bali Tosfos, not Chizkuni. I'm not a Huffy beside who's better. That's just interesting. So if you have a Toras Chaim, you can look at the Chizkuni and generally find the same things. The Chizkuni is just Bali Tosfos, just one of the Bali Tosfos. I mean, Fresh Bam is also one of the Bali Tosfos, but his peers are not the same style. So in the Dasa Kemi Bali Tosfos, and others say, 1 second, someone, I think I have a Lashon here someplace. He says, is here a Torah Lavar Tfei Mishar Malachos? Why? Neshe'ina Nireis Kolkach Malacha. It doesn't seem like such a Malacha. It doesn't seem like such a Malacha. Okay. Says the Dasa Kenan. Eina Nireis Kolkach Malacha. Now, you have to figure out, what does he mean by Eina Nireis Kolkach Malacha? It doesn't seem like such a Malacha. Okay, then he goes on to explain what they might have done for the Mishkan, right? I mean, then the rest of it is just saying a Pshuto Shel Mikra, but what would the half of the Mishkan of lighting fires on Shabbos if you can't do anything with the fire? And he explains, no, maybe light the fire to prepare for the Shabbos. Okay, why does it not seem like such Malacha to light fires? It's not something tangible, meaning, I mean, the spark is not tangible, but l'chor, you're lighting something, right? The thing is now burning. That seems pretty tangible, right? I hear, but on the other hand, like, I don't know, you pick fruit, or you hunt, you trap animals. Okay, it's a tangible thing. The fruit used to be attached, now it's disattached. The animal used to be free, now it's trapped. So here, the wood used to be not burning, now it's burning. L'chora, you know, unless he means just like the Flintstones or whatever you call it, like meaning that initial spark. Meaning that initial spark, you know, doesn't seem like such a malacha. Maybe, okay. It's an interesting question. I guess everyone can have their own shot. Maybe because at least the initial spark is not tangible. If lo savaru eish, maybe, again, I'm not good enough at biblical Hebrew to know whether the Pshuto Shemekra lo savaru eish means like putting a log on fire in the fireplace or means making a spark with a tinderbox. And have tinderboxes that they have Flintstones. Maybe. I thought also maybe because, like, you don't actually have to work. You know, like, you don't have to exert yourself. Like, every other malacha requires a certain amount of exertion. I don't necessarily mean that you're schwitzing like the Rebbe Nolas Chassidim. You know, some are harder, some are easier. But when you hunt animals, you got to go out and hunt the animals. When you pick for fruit, you have to go out and pick the fruit. Over here, you just, like, you take a fire, you touch it to here, and on its own, it sort of just spreads, right? It seems that all the malachos to be not even borer. You'll say, oh, borer, what's a big malacha? What do you mean? You're sitting there, you're sorting things out all day long. It's like a lot of work.
Did you ever try making a fire?
What?
No, but that's borer. No,
again, this depends whether we mean rubbing your Flintstones against each other to make a spark, or whether we mean taking your piece of wood and putting it next to another piece of wood and lighting it. So again, this depending on what the word losifaru means, if it means
losifaru,
You're right. It's very hard. Any Boy Scouts here? Right? You're camping and nowadays the Boy Scouts probably have lighters. Nowadays the Boy Scouts probably have, have like a truck coming behind them with every luxury in the world. But once upon a time, a Boy Scout, even though you could bring a lighter, and the lighter only costs 50 cents, but you wouldn't because you're a Boy Scout. And the Ikaron, you have the Motzi Mina Eitzi Mina Avonim. That's hard
work. But you're destroying the object.
Ikaron means you take your little, stick of wood and you put it in the fireplace and it lights everything. I don't think that's work at all.
But that's be turning on a light switch. Using that philosophy, what's the difference turning on a light switch?
In economy, a light switch is also not really work. Although, obviously, nowadays everything gets tricky because nowadays you can flick a switch and do everything without work. And that's just
maybe.
Hold on one second. I have to argue with Yitz here. I also at first thought that's what he meant, and then I changed my mind about it. Because he does say, Das Kingdom ends with, you might think that even though we don't work on Shabbos, we'll light the fire and we'll get everything ready to smelt right after Shabbos. But I don't think that's part of why you're going to have me be mutter. I think there are two different halves to this. I thought about it a lot. The second half is, why would they have lit a fire in the days of the Mishkan if they couldn't do other melachos? Then the answer is they'll light the fire at the end of Shabbos and they'll do the other melachos. They'll get ready for the other melachos. Shabbos ends. But I think that's a separate. There are two separate questions. Number one, why would they think it's mutter? Number two, how would it help them to light a fire on Shabbos if they couldn't do other melachos? So the answer to the second question is they'd light the fire by the end of Shabbos and then they'd be ready for the other things. But I don't think that's the answer to the first question. I think the answer to the first question is Eino Niris Melacha Kokach. Okay, you can say whatever you want. Eino Niris Kokach Melacha. I think maybe. Why? Maybe because it's not tircha. And I don't mean just quantitatively not tircha. I mean in some qualitatively sense. If Sivaru means not to be a Boy Scout, but to just spread the fire, then it's really like it actually happens on its own. You don't even do anything. Or maybe if it means to do the Boy Scout thing, maybe it doesn't go mamashos. That's why it doesn't seem like malacha. Then it likes something else. Okay, the initial one. Okay. Maybe because it has no mamashos. I'm not as attracted to that, I must admit, because even when you get the spark out of the tinderbox, you're then burning it with some wood, which is also part of Havara. I like my shot. I'm allowed to like my shot.
Maybe that's why the Rashbam and the Ibn Ezra say it means Bishul.
They want to get it to be a real malach. Okay. Now, the Sforno says something. I'll just add the Sforno. The Sforno says something interesting. The Sforno says something much more sort of lumdish. He says, because it's chiloso kilkel, right? Of course, this reminds us of the Gemara in Masech Shabbos and Perkabona of Ma'achovel Ma'avri in a Mishnah, etc. Meaning, Havara is a funny malacha, and I'm sure this is where he got it from, because a malacha has to be metakin on mekalkel, and Havara is always mekalkel. It's metakin in the end, but what does Havara do? It's ruining something by burning it. Of course, if you're doing it in a malachitic way, that's in order to get a bigger toelis, and it's worthwhile and it's part of a smart plan of Melech Machsheves. But initially, every other malacha is initially improving something. This malacha is every other malacha is directly improving something. This Gemara directly ruins something and indirectly improves something. So maybe that's why you're going to have Amina.
It always ruins something, really.
What do you mean? In building? You mean what about Soser, etc.?
No. I mean, Havara is always ruining the thing that you're burning.
Exactly.
The fact that you want to turn on the stove with it later, that's another malach of Bishul. Havara is always destroying a chayfet.
Havara is not just the beginning. Havara in general is ruining something. It's always a different malach when you use it for something useful. Okay, like Bishul, for example. The Bishul after the Havara is useful, but the Havara itself is just a kilkel. Okay, I mean...
The same as Rabbi Nitam, maybe the same... The same as Rabbi Nitam says at the beginning of Shabbos, why Hotzah is a malacha grua, because you're not changing the chayfets at all. Here it's even worse. You're destroying it.
Okay, I don't know if worse, better, or different. Let's say it's different, but correct. But correct. You aren't changing the chafetz. On the other hand, you're making it worse. Okay, now, where do I want to go with this? What I want to go with this is ask a philosophical question, which, again, the Rav might be upset. Don't ask Tommy Mitzvah's questions. Although the Rav would have just figured out to ask it, that it wouldn't be Tommy Mitzvah's, it would be long list, just we're not so smart. So we don't know how to do that. But why would there be Mandavar Havar Lelav Yotzes? Meheichi Tesi, that Havara be less than the other 39 Malachos. Why is Havara Lemaskana less than the other 39 Malachos? Not all these children are going to help us, meaning the Ibn Ezra is not going to help us. He's not answering that question. He's answering Shudas Amikra. You're not going to say, the reason why Havara Lamanda Omar is only alive is less chomer is because it's for food. That's not true. Bishul is more chomer, and Bishul is more for food, and Lush is more chomer, etc. So, clearly, let's ask a more interesting question. What's the more interesting question? Which is, again, this is might be an illegal question, okay? If I'm breaking the law, don't tell the corona, please. But why would Havara be more kal than the other malachos? Okay, the Ibn Ezra is not going to help us. It's not more kal because it's ochel nefesh, because Bishul's not more kal. Bishul is more ochel nefesh. The Dasa Kenev might help us. Why is it more kal? Maybe it's more kal because it's not, again, depending on how you define Havara, right? Maybe it's more kal because it's not nearest malachal kol kach. Now, you're welcome to say whatever you want. I'm saying, like, maybe it's, you know, maybe it's not a tircha, or maybe it's not mamashus. Okay, maybe because I'll be dasa kenev. It's not a tircha. Again, this might depend whether you're being motzi mina eitzim mina avonim or just spreading a fire. In the nearest malach, maybe it's because tfilas on kilkol. After all, it's tfilas on kilkol. Therefore, it's not such a malach about Shabbos. Hard to tell. Or maybe there's nothing to do with Shudash HaMikra. Maybe there's a non-Shudash HaMikra reason. Can anyone think of a medrash reason why it might be more kal? Here, I'm really getting into philosophy. Anyone can think about medrash reason that's not found in medrash? Why might be more kal? Anyone know any medrash about Havara? Let me give you a clue. Here, this is something that is a big fiddish to... there are a lot of big fiddish chidushim we have to make the frum yidden nowadays. Like, one of them is that davening has to do with talking to God, right? Another one of them, we have to remind the frum yidden that Shabbos has to do with Bria Sa'olam, right? Interestingly, but Havara wasn't one of those malachas. Because Havara was only a Matzei Shabbos, right? Fire was only invented on Matzei Shabbos. So maybe you could say, now again, the problem is there's obviously, like, why did Chazal say fire was invented on Matzei Shabbos? Obviously, they're not just not playing around. They have some serious philosophical ideas going on here, which I haven't properly figured out. But it is fascinating that out of the 39 malachas, Chazal take one of them out of the Sheishas Maisa Bereishis. And also, one day Chazal takes one of them out of Lalav Yatzas, out of Kala'osa Malacha B'yama Shabbos Yumas. Right? So is that coincidence? Maybe not. Right? So maybe you could say because...
No, I don't know that.
It's not. You think it's coincidence. You should. Okay. Not in
Well, maybe Hashem.
After all, according to Chazal, it's really somewhat mufka. Now, again, it doesn't mean you're going to tell me, so go find where Hashem did Borer on one of the first 6 days. Go find where Hashem did Sada on one of the first 6 days. I understand that Malach is a general idea. But it's still fascinating that Malach is a general idea. But out of that general idea, Chazal and the Medrash took fire out. Fire is not part of Bria Sa'olam. Fire is a separate Bria from Bria Sa'olam. No, that was never B'motzei Shabbos. It's a separate Bria. So if it's a separate Bria and it's not part of Bria Sa'olam, then maybe, if it's a separate Bria from Bria Sa'olam, then maybe it's not really the same. Maybe what we're saying is there's three dinim here in Malacha. What are we saying here? That there's two dinim in Malacha. There is not doing Malacha, and there is not doing what was done in Bria Sa'olam. Right? There is sort of Shabbosom, resting, and there is remembering Bria Sa'olam. So, Lelav Yatzas, because it has the resting aspect, but doesn't have the Bria Sa'olam aspect. Right? Maybe that's what we're saying. Or maybe we're saying, based on maybe they did nearest malacha kol kach, that what does malacha mean? Malacha means like creative work. It's creative work. It's productive work. It's productive, but it's not hard work. So maybe it's a lav yatzah that has the aspect of productivity, but doesn't have the aspect of hard work. Meaning maybe there's sort of tzvei dinim, at least philosophically, and maybe even more than philosophically, malacha here. And that's one din of malacha, but not the other din of malacha. Again, this is all speculation. The Rishonim and Achronim are not, this is not a question that interests them because it's an illegal question, right? And I never said it, but take it off the recording. But nonetheless, you're intrigued by this illegal question, Tamei HaMitzvos. Why would Havara be less than anything else? We have a few pshatim, I admit, that I can't be sure what the Dasa Kanim means, but maybe there's some sort of Tzvei Dinim Malacha. You know, the according to the Sforno, I don't know if I'd call it Tzvei Dinim. Maybe the point is, it's sort of more indirect, more begrama, let's say. But maybe it's Tzvei Dinim. It has the inyan of resting. It doesn't have the inyan of remembering my Sevaracious. Or it has the inyan of not being productive. It doesn't have the inyan of not working hard. And then, once you're in the realm of Tamei HaMitzvos, again, you have to figure out how the realm of Tamei HaMitzvos interplays with the realm of Lamdas, right? Which is tricky, and again, if the Rav were here, he would solve it very easily. And I'm just going to leave you, you know, with a little bit of a, you know, unclarity about this. But if you look at the respective Tamei HaMitzvos, then all of a sudden, you have very interesting ways of looking at the Svar. Like, for example, if I'm right, am I crazy chat, right? That it has the aspect of resting, but it doesn't have the aspect of remembering my Sevaracious. Then should it be Asra Yontif or not? Yeah. Avada, yes. It doesn't have the aspect of my Sevaracious. What does Yontif do with my Sevaracious? Yontif's not about my Sevaracious. Yontif's about resting. So of course it should be Asra Yontif. Right? Of course it should be Asra Yontif. After all, the only thing that makes it less than anything else is that it's not so tied into my Sevaracious. But Yontif's not about my Sevaracious. Yontif's about Shabbason. What if it's that it's not such a tircha, but it is productive? Should it be Asur and Yontif or not? Okay. And then already Yesh L'ayin. On Shabbos, it's Asur because it's still productive. On Yontif, what's the Isur of Yontif? To not do productive, creative things? Or to not work hard? Maybe you could say that's the Yontif and Shabbos. On Shabbos, we don't do productive, creative things because Hashem created the world in 6 days. Again, forgetting about this marriage. On Yontif, we don't work hard because we want it to be Mikra Kodesh. We want it to be a special day. So, I'm not sure, right? Unclear. You know, maybe it should be Mutter by Yontif. Because maybe on Yontif, really, we care more just not to be Tircha. Don't like, you know, but, you know, after all, Yontif is Eichel Tzias Mitzrayim. Don't be a slave like in Mitzrayim. On Yontif, don't. On Shabbos, don't create like Hashem did. On Yontif, don't be a slave like you were in Mitzrayim. Okay, so you're not a slave. It's not in the nearest malacha kolkach. What if it's the Sforno that it's more kalkitz, you also kilkol? That doesn't seem to be philosophically anything. It just seems to be like it's a little more indirect. The chor should be asur yontif also, unless you want to say, because it's less chomer and it's more indirect. But pashtus, it should be asur yontif. Right? Because the reason it's more kal has nothing to do with philosophical ideas. The reason it's more kal is just because it's more indirect. Okay, but it's still malacha, it's just more indirect. So on Yontif also, it's still malacha, just more indirect. If you want to look at it from the Tamei HaMitzvos perspective, which I admit requires a lot of speculation, you could analyze this very differently. You could analyze it from the perspective of Tamei HaMitzvos and say, well, in Tamei HaMitzvos, this is less than a real malacha. So you have to look at what aspect makes it less and what aspect makes it equal and which of those aspects is relevant for Yontif. And what makes it less is the tying to Bria's Olam. And what makes it equal is the work. Then, of course, it's also on Yontif. Yontif is about work, so it's equal. But if what makes it less is the work, and what makes it equal to the creativity, which ties into Bria Solom, Pumfa Keret, then it should be Mutter on Yontif, because what makes it less is that it's work. And work is important in Yontif. What makes it equal is creativity, and that's not less important in Yontif. Okay, Yesh L'ayin, again, I'm not promising this. If you accuse me of having said Tamei HaMitzvos, then I'll have plausible liability, because it's not as if Zoom and White Torah or anything. So we'll leave it at that.
Rabbi, how is this going to work?
Okay.
How is this going to work with those Rishonim that want to make a shidduch between Hotzah and Havara, though?
You mean like the Rambam?
Maybe, I guess, maybe.
Okay. How? Okay, so those Rishonim are really within mitoch, not within. Or you mean like fundamentally, like ein irvot zal liyantif, etc.
Right.
No, so this Tamiya mitzvah is only going to work specifically within Havara. It's not going to tie Havara into anything else. That's the other approach, the Ramban Bahag Derech, and the Havamina, the beginning of the Beis Halev. Okay, let's just go on for a moment. I see the hour is getting late. It's not just getting late. The hour is late. Et cetera. So we are almost finished. We are almost finished. My Yitzhar Hara got the better of me. We discussed Tami Mitzos, fine. We didn't get to our analysis of Tosos Damascus Lo. Seems like very innocent Tosos, but it's actually very loaded Tosos. So that's the one thing we're missing. And the other brackets, we're not going to get into because we need to move on. So, Amir Tisha Monday, let me remind you again for anyone who came late. Monday, the Kollel changed the schedule because of Yom Kippur Katan. Which I hope everyone for the Kollel will participate, families if they can, etc. So have to end morning Seder by 12:30 on Monday. For that, a little time for lunch before the Yom Kippur Katan, which is a bit of a steer meeting, but Seder. That's the modern world. Seder. So we're going to start here at 11 and end at 12:30 on Monday instead of the regular 11:30 to 1 o'clock. Please write it into your schedules. And we'll pick up. Chaim's going to ask me, what are we still going to do? The sort of second to last part of 18, the Inyan Tosar Maskel Lo will do. That brackets under that are Rashi Maskel Shmami Nov. If you have time to look at fine, but we're not going to go over and share. We're going to go weiter. And we'll start going through the sugyas of Bayura Bayimatze. Basically, now we have a plot of sugyas of Bayura Bayimatze. So where are we starting with? Just to note, we're starting with Daf Hei Beis from the fifth line, Tanur Rabbana Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatze Bevateichem, through the end of the skinny lines. So basically, all the skinny lines on Daf Hei Beis with Rashi, with Tosfos, and, of course, we'll want to look at, there's a famous Ravine David. So that'll keep you busy for the rest of the day. Again, till the end of the skinny lines on Daf Hei Amud Beis, the main sugyas of Bayurah Bayimatze, with Rashi and Tosos, and a very, very famous, the Ravine David there. I'll tell you, the Dibur HaMaskel, Ravine David, Dibur HaMaskel, Adayan M. Jibber Maskel Benema. Okay, so I guess it's two Jibber Maskel. Love it. And I'll see you at the Shem on Monday. If anyone has questions, of course, feel free to ask.
Rabbi, regarding the first Yisrael Machlok and understanding of Yom Tov, I think our Nusach HaTfila really supports the Ramban's idea that Yom Tov is very different from Shabbos. In fact, that we say, we talk about Menucha and Shabbos, Likdusha, Menucha, V'Yanuchova, Kol Yisrael, and Kadshei Shemecha. And Yantif, we say, V'Simcha L'Sason, we say V'Yismechu V'Cha Yisrael. I would like to say that the whole concept of Shabbos is objectively Kaddosh. Long before B'nai Yisrael were in existence, Shabbos was Kaddosh and B'riyat HaOlam. Whole world is Kadosh, also like our slaves, our animals, everything. And Yom Tov is it's a means to an end of Simchas Yom Tov. And that's what our tefillah makes it sound like a lot. The Kadosh is for Elohim.
I agree with you. Our present flight also said that when we learned the Sechas Beitza in YU back in the early 90s, that maybe the Yisrael Lechon Yom Tov is just to not be distracted from the Kadosh Sayyum. To be able to free you to focus on Kedusha Yom, while the Yisrael of Shabbos is very, very fundamental to the nature of the world. I agree with you. Agav, before the next question, I just want to say, Bruchim Abaim, I see Joel Rich is back. I assume this means you're not up all night, but that you're back in your Yisrael. Welcome home.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it would, just saying that, just because Moshe had it.
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you, Rabbi.
He's saying, I'm not sure. He's saying at least there's a half a mina that's not a kol malacha. Right? At least there's a half a mina that's not a losasa kol malacha. That's what he's clearly saying. The half mina the Jews would be that it's not part of losasa kol malacha. Then Moshe had to say, losavaru ish. Once he said losavaru ish, that put it back in the that I don't know. But at least in the half a mina, it was not part of losasa kol malacha. No. Yeah, that's what I think. I think his point is not that he needs to give them mussar to take it seriously, but that they would have a real serious half. That's what I think it means, yes.
I don't
know how much it's seriously, but one of my
friends told me that it's like my dear
doesn't do it because everything's so just.
Exactly. So that would answer the
how that's interesting. That's a good part. Right, Hashem can't rest for what sucks. He can't do what sucks.
Yeah.
Saying well. Shalom, everybody.